Patel looked the most likely. Clean-up operation led by Scarlett and Mackie. Natanui again. He's an irresistible force, Natanui. Oh, what a goal. What a star he'll be.
Gets it from Mitchell. Bergen kick inside the ball at 50. Here comes Bunny. Wheels around. Gathers the football. Oh, he's kicked a miracle. He's put it through to the outside of the boot, running to the wrong pocket. Oh, can you believe that?
That is delicious.
People that like to keep up to date with the Karen Patterson Lions under 11s, how'd you go on the weekend?
We lost by a point, unfortunately.
Who'd you lose to?
Mount Eliza.
Was that the good Mount Eliza or the second team?
Yeah, the good team.
Okay, so where are you guys? Is that your first loss for the season?
Yeah.
And you're sitting where on the ladder?
I think we're still first.
Okay, fantastic. Now, guys, as always, please remember that you can leave your messages on radiocarom.org. We've got the live chat happening as we speak. So if you want to leave a message or have a bit of a chat on the online thing, just go for it. Let's jump into the serious stuff, into the first game of the weekend, which was, it was actually West Coast Carlton, but we did review that on Friday on Team Talk with Lucas, and he did a fantastic job. We'll move straight on to the game on Friday night, which was Adelaide St Kilda. I believe you've got the results, Riley.
Yeah, Adelaide 17-13, 115, St Kilda 16-15,
111. Yep, and the goals?
Goals for Adelaide, Tippett with 5, Paul Fleasier 3, Walker 2, Callanan 2, Wright 2, McKay, Jacobs and Thompson all got singles.
Okay, and for the Saints?
Saints, Milne 3, Schneider 2, Del Santo 2, Wontagna 2, Rewalt 2, Sipos 2, Goddard, Stephen and Tag.
Yeah. And the bests?
All singles. Bests, Adelaide, Tippett, Thompson, Jacobs, Dangerfield, Paul Fleasier, and Callanan.
And for the Saints?
Saints, Del Santo, Montagna, Schneider, Hayes, Stephen, and Jones.
Pretty good game of footy. St Kilda didn't really have an answer for Taylor Walker or Kurt Tippett. They dominated up forward, so we were seeing the big tall forwards dominating again. Did you watch this game?
No.
Oh, that's all right then. The Crows got the lead. They got out to about 30-plus points before the Saints came home. They came home strong. It seems to be an alarming trend for the Saints. They seem to be letting teams get out by 3, 4, 5, 6 goals before they start to peg them back. We saw it a couple of weeks ago against the Tigers. We saw it again last night. It's a worrying trend for Waters down at St Kilda. When you were watching the game, St Kilda was finished a lot stronger. You would have thought maybe Adelaide was coming off the bye because they looked a little bit flat. So do you think the bye is a good thing for teams or a bad thing?
Good sometimes.
What do you mean by sometimes? Some teams may not respond as well?
Probably, yeah. Okay.
Well, in that game, Adelaide smashed him in the ruck. Jacobs played his best game for the year. He had 35 more hitouts. Having said that, St Kilda still had 9 more clearances, so probably a stat Adelaide won't be too happy about. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you can leave a question on radiocarom.org that you'd like us to discuss on the show, and Nath has done that. What would Nath like to know, Riley?
Is Adelaide a legitimate premiership threat?
Do you think Adelaide can win the flag, Riley?
No.
You don't think so?
No.
What are your reasons for that?
No reasons, really. Just don't think they can.
Okay. Well, they're sitting equal first with 9 wins and 2 losses. They've got a pretty good draw to finish off the season, so they should finish in the top 4 and have a home final at some stage. So you've got to think that they're a chance. I just don't like their chances of beating Hawthorn, Collingwood, even if they had to play a Geelong or another one of the Melbourne teams at the G. I think they might struggle. Next game of the round was down at Skoda Stadium. It was Richmond versus GWS. Richmond got the job done just 11-20-86 to Greater Western Sydney 12-2-74. The goal kickers for Richmond, Rewalt 3, Connors 3, Edwards 2, Cochin, Deledio and Jackson all singles. For the GWS, Jeremy Cameron with three big ones, Toby Green with two, McDonald, Palmer, Patton, Phillips, Schultz, Scheel all had one. And the bests, Richmond, Deledio, Conker, Edwards, Hooley, Martin and Ellis. And for GWS, Cameron, Davis, Corns, Green, McDonald and Ward. Riley, you watched this game. Tell me all about it.
An inaccurate Richmond just getting over the line against a desperate GWS. GWS out-tackled the Tigers 87-64. The Tigers looked like a team waiting for the bye, lacked intensity and effort. GWS have got a bright future ahead with Cameron and Patton in the forward line. Richmond had 12 more clearances and 31 more inside 50s, but not much return on the scoreboard.
So they're pretty wasteful up forward?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We've had another question left on radiocarom.org on the Footy Frenzy page by Tessa. And what does she write, Riley?
She asks, as a long-suffering Tigers fan, I can't help but get excited over the hype surrounding possible September action this year, particularly after our win over Hawthorn. But the last few games have left me wondering why we are even being considered. What are your thoughts about our recent lacklustre performances?
Do you think the Tigers will make the finals, Riley, just quickly?
Might have a chance.
I think they do. I've had a look through their end to the season, their draw. They will start favourites in maybe six of the last of their last games, so they should win another six about them. And they also have very winnable games against Carlton and Essendon as well. So they may get enough wins to sneak in. They're currently sitting 10th on percentage, but you know, finishing with 12, 13 wins should be enough for finals, or they may finish ninth again, as Richmond fans have grown to despise. As for their last 2 weeks, they haven't been great. They've lacked a lot of intensity against Fremantle and GWS. They've looked tired. It's been a really tough start to the season for the Tigers. They're really looking forward to the bye. Foley has been a massive out for the Tigers in the last couple of weeks. He was leading in tackles and clearances. Do you reckon in the football world, Riley, and in the media and as fans, we're very reactive to just one or two games? Like,
yeah.
Do you think, because you know how Carlton was flag favourites in round three, and then Essendon was flag favourites, and when Carlton beat Collingwood, everyone was like, Collingwood's no good. Do you think we react too quickly after just one or two performances?
Yeah.
I agree with you on that one. So if you're a Tigers supporter, I wouldn't get too upset. They played great football against Hawthorn. If they can maintain that and get back to some form of level like that, they should they could beat anyone in this season. You know, anyone can beat anyone. That's why it's such a fantastic season at the moment. Now, moving on to the next game, North Melbourne versus Gold Coast, which was up at Metricon Stadium, and that was your one, right?
Yeah. North Melbourne 11-21-87, Gold Coast 12-8-80.
Yeah, and the goals.
Goals for North Melbourne, Harvey 4, Petrie 2, Thomas 2, Wells, Cunnington and Ferrito, all singles. Gold Coast to Ablett 4, Bennell 2, Matera, Patrick Hine, Caddy, Brennan and Day all got singles. North Melbourne, Harvey, Grimmar, Astanak, Petrie, Goldstein, Swallow. Gold Coast, Ablett, Stanley, Smith, Horsley, Hunt, Matera.
Wasn't a great game of football to watch.
Mm.
Yeah, the Gold Coast really flooded heavily for the first half. The second half, the game opened up a little bit as the players started to fatigue, so they couldn't push back as hard. Harvey and Ablett were the standout players. Did you see any of the stats or hear anything about Ablett's game?
Not really.
It was an impressive game, mate. North were well on top in all the key areas, yet were wasteful in front of goal. You can't really see either team playing finals this season. Yeah, it was good to see Carmichael Hunt get back into the bests. North struggling at the moment, but just getting back onto Ablett, can you read out his stats for me? What did he do on Saturday night?
19 kicks.
Yeah, what else did he have?
23 handballs, 8 contested, 10 clearances, 5 tackles, 4 goals.
And what about his dream team, Supercoach?
148.
What was that for? What was the 148? And how about Supercoach?
88 for Supercoach.
Nice. Have you got him in your team?
No.
How come?
I don't know.
Should trade him in, mate. He's a cash cow. Moving on to the next game, which was on Sunday down at the G, was Hawthorn versus Brisbane. I believe you've got the results from that one as well.
Yep. Hawthorn 19-21, 135. Brisbane 11-4, 70. Goals, Franklin 5. Roost 2. Burgoyne 2.
Puopolo
2. Gunston 2. Roughhead 2. Hill, Mike Mitchell, Rioli, Savage all got singles. Brisbane, Brown 3, Zorko 3, Buick, Cornelius, Pollingcorn, I don't know, Reigns, Rich all got singles.
And the bests?
Bests, Hawthorn, Burgoyne, Suckling, Polo, Franklin, Mitchell, Roughhead, Rioli. Brisbane, Zorko, Rockcliffe, Hudson, Reigns and Brown.
It was a really wet, wintry day down at the G. However, I do think the scoreboard has flattered the Lions somewhat. They did start really well. However, it did drop off. The Hawks had 40-15 scoring shots. They had 71-41 inside 50s, and they laid 97 tackles to 70. So those three key indicators are suggesting it was a bit more one-sided than a 65-point win. Brisbane's improving. They're looking good. Do you like watching Brisbane Pro, Riley?
Yeah.
Yeah? Do you like any of their players?
Not really.
No? So, do you like watching Jonathan Brown play?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good to see him back in some form. He's a very important player up at Brisbane, and when he plays, they generally do play a lot better. Brisbane's improving, and they are on the right path there. Voss is actually doing a really good job. You can see the development of the younger players and everyone he's bringing into the team is making an impact. No disrespect to the Brisbane. You wouldn't get too excited if you're a Hawthorn supporter. They've got a lot bigger challenges to come. They've got to show some consistency in their intensity if they're to be a legitimate threat. And we can only wait until after the bye. Hawthorn has the bye this week. Moving on to the last game on this Sunday, we have Western Bulldogs versus Port Adelaide. The Doggies, 13-17-95, got the job done against Port Adelaide, 8-9-57. The goals for the Dogs, Dixon 4, Cordy 2, Jones, Higgins, Roughhead, Cooney, Gian Siracusa, Dalhouse and Griffin. And for Port, Schultz 3, Ebert 2, Moore, Broadbent and Brad Ebert. The bests, Western Bulldogs, Robert Murphy, Matty Boyd, Daniel Gian Siracusa, Cross, Lake, Griffin, Dixon, Wood. And for Port Adelaide, we had Ebert, Broadbent, Chaplin, McCarthy and Pierce. The injuries, Doggies had none, but Port, wow. Jacob Surgeon with a concussion, Hamish Hartley with a hamstring, Paul Stewart with a corked thigh, and Jackson Trengo with a dislocated finger. They ran out of players at the end. It was a little bit comical, actually. Tell me about this game, Riley. Tell me about the game.
The Dogs dominated the inside 50s, 59-44. Disposals, 414-326. Uncontested possessions, 260-192. And marks, 122-72. Doggies would be pleased with the ace Cordy's game. They have invested heavily in him and he's starting to play some decent football up forward. Port's injuries mounted in his game and in this game, and they will be relieved to have the bye this week. Hartlett, who has been arguably the most improved mid in the AFL this year, will miss 4-5 with a hammy.
Yeah, massive loss, Hartlett. He's been playing consistent football for arguably the first time in his career. He was a very highly touted youngster, but he's been plagued by hamstring injuries. Riley, one thing I noticed across this round, And there's been a lot of media talk over the years is about goal kicking and apparently how the players seem to be improving in every facet of the game other than goal kicking. So Riley, we've reached the halfway point of season 2012. Can you tell me, just for this round, what was the breakdown of goals and points? Because it just seemed to be very highly, there was a lot of inaccurate kicking with Richmond, Hawthorn and North Melbourne. What was the breakdown in the end?
158 points, 150 goals in round 12.
Okay, and what about for the season in total? Are the players kicking more goals than points?
2,502 points, 2,640 goals.
So they're still converting more goals than points a game?
Yeah.
All right. We'd want it to be a little bit higher because we all like seeing the goals. Now, Riley, I'm going to put you on the spot here. Which team in the AFL do you think has kicked the most goals this year? Just have a think. Who do you think's kicked the most goals?
That's hard.
There's no right or wrong answer. I just want your opinion. Who do you think's kicked the most goals this year?
Team.
Collingwood. Okay. Well, that's a good guess. They're sitting second or third on the ladder, so that's an educated assumption. Now, who do you think has kicked the most points this year?
Melbourne.
Melbourne? Okay. I can tell you the team that has kicked the most goals this year is actually Hawthorn. And I can also tell you that the team that has kicked the most points this year is also Hawthorn. They do have a game in hand over their closest rivals, but they are currently kicking the most score overall. Now, we've got a new segment that we started on Footy Frenzy last week, the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week. And this week, we have a few apologies. Firstly, to Gary Ablett, who played a blinder. Nick Del Santo. Sean Burgoyne, who played his best game for the Hawks. Brent Harvey, who turned back the clock. And Robert Murphy, who played a blinder on Sunday for the Doggies. But the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week is Nick Natanui. And you've got his stats there. Did you want to read them out for me?
10 kicks, 15 handballs, 9 contested possessions, 5 marks, 31 hitouts, 4 inside 50s, 7 tackles, 2 behinds.
We spoke about last week how he almost kicked the goal of the century. It's going to be the point of the century. Apologies to those players, as we said. Although the biggest contender would have been Ablett. Although Natanui's stats aren't as impressive as Ablett's, his presence around the ground, he really did impose himself when the game was needed to be won. Ablett racked up a lot of touches in the first half when the flood was on. So that's the only reason we have gone with him. It's a very prestigious award to get the Tommy Ellis Industries Player of the Week. I know the AFL players are vying for it heavily. Now, we'll move on to the ladder, and I believe you've got the bottom 9 ready to be read out.
Yes. 9, Carlton.
6 wins and 6 losses.
6 wins, 6 losses. 12, North. 5 wins, 6 losses. 10, Richmond. 6 wins, 6 losses. 11, Fremantle. 6 wins, 5 losses. 12, North. 5 wins, 6 losses. 13, Bulldogs, 5 wins, 6 losses. 14, Port Adelaide, 4 wins, 8 losses. 15, Brisbane, 4 wins, 7 losses. 16, Melbourne, 1 win, 10 losses. 17, GWS, 1 win, 10 losses. 18, Gold Coast, 12 wins.
No, 12 losses, no wins.
Yeah,
that's all good. And the top 8, staying at the halfway point of the season, we've got in 8th, St Kilda, 6 wins and 6 losses. Sitting in 7th is Geelong with 7 wins and 4 losses with a game in hand. Essendon in 6th with 8 wins and 3 losses with a game in hand. Hawthorn is sitting in 5th. Only percentage is keeping them out of the top 4 with 8 wins, 4 losses. Sydney in 4th with 8 wins, 3 losses. Collingwood, 9 wins and 2 losses in 3rd. In 2nd, we have Adelaide with 9 wins and 2 losses. And sitting on top of the AFL ladder at the midway point of the season is the West Coast Eagles with 9 wins, 2 losses, an extremely healthy percentage. Riley, thank you for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure. Have you enjoyed yourself on the show?
Yes.
And you will be back on Friday for Team Talk?
Mm-hmm.
Looking forward to it.
Yep.
Guys, as always, please remember to get your comments and questions into RadioCarrum.org. We love talking about the things you want to talk about. It is a community radio station and you are the community, so get those comments in. Remember to like us on Facebook at Radio Carrum. We're up to 26 likes. And we want to hit that magic 40, Riley. When you get home, what are you going to tell your mum to do? Like us on Facebook. Oh, she doesn't have Facebook. That's all right. Well, do you know anyone that has Facebook? All right, well, you tell your cousins to like us on Facebook, Riley. All right, so make sure you get those likes happening and tune in on Friday for another edition of Team Talk. We'll speak to you then.
Down the outer side for Deledio. Oh, what a mark, Revolt. For a punt for the mark.
Oh, that was an outstanding mark.
Teammate, every teammate has run to touch him.